This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The lead story on our beat today is Republican Donald Trump's plan for the economy, with details due during a speech set for today at the Economic Club of Detroit. The final text of that speech is not yet available, but Bloomberg News is reporting Trump may promise a ban on new government regulations until the economy shows what a campaign source called significant growth. While GDP for the last quarter was weak, in large part because businesses are being cautious, consumer spending has been robust, and job growth, as reported Friday, was surprisingly strong. Experts also expect tax reform, including changes to what is called carried interest, changes which could worry hedge funders, even as Mr. Trump could cut other taxes. Trump is also trying to reboot his campaign with a focus on jobs and helping businesses after polls show him losing ground in the week since his convention in Cleveland. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Chad Mutre is chief economist at the National Association of Manufacturers. There are some specific questions he hopes Trump will answer.
What will it take to get us to grow faster? What will it take to make U.S. manufacturers much more competitive?
That appeal to manufacturing and blue-collar jobs is likely part of the reason this speech is in Detroit. Mark Muro is with the Brookings Institution. He's also got some questions.
The auto industry is booming now in its new form because it's become a high-tech industry that is dependent on huge R&D investments.
And he's curious how Trump plans to build on that. There's no denying Trump has some big ideas, but what everybody's waiting on is to see how he's going to actually carry them out. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.